Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Season with Sad podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia. I'm literally smiling right now because I just finished screaming because this is so funny. But then I literally just let out a scream and it was so uncalled for. But then I'm actually kind of annoyed right now. I recorded an episode, almost done recording, and it just stopped recording. And I paused it and I looked at it and it's not playing. It's literally in my voice memos and it's not playing. I'm so annoyed. I don't even know what to do. And I can't send it to my laptop because it's not allowing me to tap the three dots for more options so I can airdrop it to my laptop. It's not allowing that. And that's so annoying because why does this always happen? Not that it always happens, but then why is there always something when I'm recording? I don't even understand at this point. Today I realized that I actually have an intro. I never realized it. It just dawned on me today that, well, the whole, hi everyone, welcome to the Season with Sad podcast is actually an intro. And I'm cool with that. I actually like it. It's calm. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. I've been away for 2 weeks. At this point, I'm sure you guys are already tired of me apologizing every time I do not upload an episode. Because I've gotten a few emails telling me, when am I going to upload? I don't know, guys. I don't know how this whole thing works. And I like the fact that I am being honest with myself that this is actually really hard. It's really hard for me to balance having a podcast and school at the same time because the course I'm studying is something. It is something. And balancing it is really overwhelming for me, but I am trying my best. I promise you guys, I am trying my best and I'm only going to get better from here. I can't get worse than this, hopefully, but then I'm trying my best to get better at it. What have I been doing, guys? I haven't gone to school in the past 2 weeks because of the public, no, not 2 weeks, like a week and a half because of the public holiday. It's been Eid. On the first day of Eid, I didn't really do much, but I did something. I went to the masjid, I got back, I got ready, I did my makeup. I love dressing up. I love it so much. And we just hosted a bunch of people. So it was basically just my mom telling me to come and say hi to a lot of people. Then I slept. I slept. I didn't really eat that day. I think it's the whole Ramadan vibe is still there. So it was kind of difficult for me to eat. Then on the second day, I attended an Eid soiree. It was lovely. I don't even know how to emphasize on this. It was lovely. If you're like me and you love an event that doesn't really have a lot of people and the vibes are chill, you should have gone for that event because it was calm. It was really nice. Good people, good vibes. Everyone was like vibrating on the same frequency. Good people, good vibes, good food. And there was a photo booth. When I saw the photo booth, I was so excited. I told myself, you are going to take as many photos as you can till you get tired. And that's what I did. Okay, not that I took a lot, but then I did take some. I took more than 5 and I loved them. And I told the man, send them to me ASAP. He was like, come and scan the QR code. I'm like, I am right here. Open the QR code. I don't know why I'm describing this like this, but I was so excited for the photo booth. I don't know how things like this make me so excited. But then it was really, really fun. And then the next day, that was yesterday, Friday, I attended my cousin's Kultuba party. It was just family and chill and cake. I was really disappointed that I didn't have cake. And I was really looking forward to the cake. I don't even know why I was so excited, considering the fact that I've been cutting off sugar from my diet. And I don't know. But then maybe yesterday I was really looking forward to the cake because of Eid. You know, Eid, the vibe. You're just eating anything till you get back on your Zoom afterwards. I'm actually really, really sad I didn't get to have cake. And I don't even know why I'm saying this because before I did not like it. And I did not understand how people enjoyed cake. It was just one of those things for me that, oh, if it's a party, we'll have cake. But then I'm not going to take more than a little piece. Like, a little piece is enough for me. I don't even know how I started liking cake again, especially chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake so much. And people do not like chocolate cake, and I do not understand why people why am I ranting? Chocolate cake, brownies, those two. Okay, and cheesecake. I love cheesecake. those three are everything. Even though cheesecake technically isn't really cake, but then you get the gist here. You get the gist. Anyways, guys, let us get on with the episode. I'm sure from the title, you guys think I'm taking a dig at you, but I am not taking a dig at you. This is something I have experienced in my past, maybe in the present too, maybe on like off days. I experienced this, and I'm sure you guys do too, because a bunch of you are obsessed with technology and it's really bad. And today we are going to address it. Have you ever wondered why, whenever you get up and the first thing you use is your phone, time goes by so quickly? You tell yourself at first, I'm going to use my phone for 10 minutes, 15, then I'll get up and do whatever it is I have to do. But then at the end of the day, you end up going through Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and then you've spent your whole morning on your phone, and by the time you get up, you're so angry. Not really angry, but then you're grumpy and you're tired and you want to go back to sleep. Yes, your phone is causing that. So today we are going to talk about the several mental side effects of excessive phone usage. I'm going to list out a bunch of them, and I want you guys to have like a mental ticking box in your head. So as I'm mentioning them, you can just be ticking the box if you've experienced this. So we have anxiety and stress, depression, poor sleep, attention and concentration issues, reduced productivity, decreased face-to-face interactions, increased risk of addiction. The most common ones that people experience is usually poor sleep, attention and concentration issues, reduced productivity, the decreased face-to-face interaction. I think all of them, people experience all of them. But then I'm going to start with the poor sleep, because I'm always talking to my friends about this and they never listen. So I'm going to tell you guys why you should stop using your phone a lot, because it affects your sleep. Firstly, you do not have insomnia. You do not have insomnia. Repeat after me. You do not have insomnia. I do not have insomnia. What you need is you need to touch some grass. You're literally always scrolling through your phone 24/7. You're on FaceTime late night. Okay, I have nothing against people that are on FaceTime late night, because it's very easy to get carried away when you're talking to your friends on FaceTime. But then you're always doing these, and then you wonder why you can't fall asleep. It's either you have to force yourself to sleep majority of the time, or you just give up on the sleep completely and you stay up to like 5 a.m. before you get to sleep. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you an interesting fact that I learned. Your body has a natural sleep-wake cycle. Haven't you ever wondered why sometimes you always wake up at a specific time in the night before you decide whether you want to go back to sleep or get up? Your body is, I don't know, your body is like a computer, not like a computer, it's better than a computer, but then your body has been programmed to sleep at a certain time and wake up at a certain time. That's why you get tired at a certain time and then you magically wake up without your alarm at a particular time. So when you mess with that rhythm, it makes it very difficult for you to fall asleep and for you to wake up on time. Usually oversleep, or you can sleep late because you're unable to fall asleep, but then you end up waking at that same particular time that your body is used to waking up. And then you don't have enough rest. Maybe you've gotten like 3 hours or 2 hours, depending on how close to your wake-up time you slept. So what role does your phone have to play in this situation? Your phone produces blue light. So the blue light emitted by your screens can disrupt the production of melatonin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly. I don't know if it's melatonin or melatonin. I don't know. But then this is the hormone responsible for sleep regulation. And when the production of it is disrupted, it leads to difficulty in falling asleep and poor sleep quality. That's why you can get up even though you've gotten how many hours of sleep and you're still grumpy. There's this thing I've noticed, you know, people are always like, oh, I still got 8 hours of sleep. But then ask yourself, what time did you actually go to bed? Maybe you went to bed by 3 a.m. and you got up by 11 a.m. Yes, that's 8 hours. But then you're still grumpy at the end of the day. Why, you may ask? Because you have disrupted your natural sleep-wake cycle, and at the end of the day, you've gotten those 8 hours, but then you're still sleepy. You still want to go back to bed. Don't even lie to yourself and say you have not experienced this, because I am very sure you have experienced it. Because I know I have experienced it in the past till I changed my sleeping pattern, and things got better for me, and my head has just been clear, and it's like I'm floating on a cloud. The next one is FOMO. Yes, FOMO, fear of missing out. By now, a lot of you already know that social media is fake. I know social media is fake. And that's why majority of the content I consume on social media, I never really deep it, because most of it can be wrong. So it's not all the time you take your advice from social media. But then what I'm trying to say is fear of missing out. For some people that don't see social media as just a tiny pinch out of people's lives, maybe like 5% of how people's lives are and what they choose to share, that's where comparison comes in. You compare yourself to these people and you have this fear of missing out on experiences and opportunities. But then everyone is growing at a different pace. And some people, especially people on social media, most of it can be fake. Most of the experiences they're sharing to you can be fake. Maybe their daily routine, they tell you they go to the gym. They're just showing you for content. Most of them don't really like going to the gym. So at the end of the day, you start to feel bad that, oh my gosh, maybe you guys are the same age. Oh my gosh, we're the same age and look at how her life is and look at how my life is. When you don't even know whether behind closed doors you have it better than that person. So you shouldn't really deep the things you see on social media, because majority of the time, it's fake. It's just content. It's just for the likes. It's just for the views. It's just to get people's attention. And I promise you, the moment you stop looking at all these people on social media like they're living glamorous lives, your life starts to get better. You should literally stop caring about these people. Focus on yourself. That time you're using to be in awe and saying God when you're watching scrolling through TikTok, use it to make your life better. I'm not going in order, so I'm just picking from which one I want to start talking about. The next one I'm going to talk about is decreased face-to-face interaction. I think I mentioned this in the second episode in this podcast. I talked about how I'm the kind of person, I hate having conversations with people online. I hate it so much. I hate texting. Even when we're texting, I would rather send you voice notes than to be typing. It's just a me thing. I don't even know why. I can text you, but then I would prefer to send you voice notes, and I would prefer it if you sent me voice notes as well. And it's very hard for me to form connections with people online. I don't like making new friends online. Maybe through Instagram or Snapchat, it's not my thing. I prefer to make friends face to face. Maybe the first time we met is physically face to face and we had a conversation and we hit it off. I judge how our relationship is going to be based on the vibe of our first interaction. Because you know, the first time you're meeting someone, it can either go well or it can go wrong. So it's that moment you don't know anything about this person knows nothing about you, and you're just free to interact and be yourselves. That is how I love my conversations face to face. And the reason why I was able to get here is because at some point in my life, I stopped using my phone as much as I used to. I stopped interacting with people on social media, usually just my friends. I would only text my friends, talk to my friends, then everyone else. I wasn't really into getting to know new people. And people did not really understand that. People would say, oh, I'm so full of myself. And at some point I was like, well, if that is what you think of me, then so be it. Because I'm honestly not going to sit down and be explaining to ignorant people why I do not like communicating on social media. Because the moment I start explaining, they're always going to be like, why? But our vibe is great. It's not about your vibe. I do not know you, and I'm never going to know you fully from just communicating with you on social media. So some people, they actually adjust it, and some people have a lot of friends that they've gotten to know from social media. But for me, it's just not like that. And I'm not going to deny the fact that I have made a few friends from Twitter or TikTok or Snapchat. I'm not going to deny the fact. But then right now, I'm just not that person. And those friends, it was just by chance that we became friends, because I tried my best to fight it. But then I realized I love these people. These people are really genuinely amazing people. And I talk to them a lot now, even though it's not like my process. But then sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone. But what I'm saying is, for me, talking online is not for me, to be honest. It's not. And for a lot of people that use their phones, this has become the norm. You're so used to talking to people online that you find it very hard to keep a decent conversation with someone you just met physically. Like maybe you're at a social gathering and you don't even want to talk to anyone, you just want to be on your phone the whole time. You should stop that. You should talk to people. Even though you're not going to be friends after that, you should talk to people. I think it's very, very important for boosting your confidence and for improving your communication skills. It's very, very important. It's okay if you don't want to be friends with the person after that moment that you guys communicated. I've done it multiple times. It's honestly not a big deal. You meet someone, you talk to them, have a refreshing chat, and afterwards you go your separate ways. It makes you better. Your communication skills improve, and you most likely would have taken something new from that conversation. You most likely would have learned something new. All in all, what I'm trying to say is, face-to-face interactions are very crucial for building and maintaining meaningful relationships. For me, that has done a lot, and hopefully if you guys start to implement this in your life, if you start having face-to-face interactions with people, it will do the same for you. So the next one I'm going to talk about is depression. I should have talked about this after I spoke about FOMO because they have similar points. So yes, so excessive phone usage can contribute to the feeling of loneliness and isolation. When you're always watching people and their lives on social media, you begin to perceive their lives as more glamorous or more fulfilling than yours. And this leads to a sense of dissatisfaction in your own life. And then again, you begin to compare and it makes you so sad that you ask yourself, why? Why can't it be you? And you start to doubt yourself and you start telling yourself that you don't deserve all these. That's why it's not happening to you. But then in reality, it's not that at all. The next one is attention and concentration issues. I'm very guilty of this. This is what my phone has done to me. My attention span is so low, guys. I could literally be in class and our lecturer is talking and I would pick up my phone and start playing Cooking Fever. There was a time my lecturer said, from now on, if you come to my class, you put your phone in your bag and you put it in front of the classroom where everyone can see it. Just because he doesn't want me using my phone in class. It's so bad. And it's usually whenever I wake up and the first thing I pick up is my phone. I know for a fact that for the rest of the day, I'm going to be using my phone all the time. But then whenever I get up and I get ready, I do everything I want to do that morning before picking up my phone, I'm going to use my phone less for the whole day. I don't even know how it works. I saw it somewhere and I said, let me try this out. And then it's actually been helping a lot. It's like before I started this episode, I did not emphasize on how bad my phone usage used to be. When I was in SS3, that's year 12, my mom took my phone one day and I started crying. You guys, I broke down. I was like, you know when the crying, the tears are in your chest, you want to scream. That's how it was, guys. I started crying because she told me to make tea for her. She wanted tea. And I put the water in the kettle and I left. I was using my phone. I can't remember what I was doing. I think I was watching something on YouTube. You know, an hour passed. She didn't even say anything to me. She just called me and said, bring that phone. Yes, I was like, I'm sorry. I started lying that, oh my gosh, like I was doing this, I was doing that. Someone called me to come and do something for them. She was like, no excuses, bring that phone. You guys, I started crying. Like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. She still took the phone. She took it for like a week. Then when we're going to Kano, I just took the phone back. I didn't even ask. I just took it back. And she didn't say anything. And thank God, because I didn't know how I was going to start explaining myself. Like, that's how bad my phone usage was. To the extent that I was crying when it was taken away from me. Like, I did not even know what I was going to do with my life afterwards. So back to attention and the concentration issues. When you're constantly getting notifications, you have this urge to check your phone all the time. Maybe midway through studying, you hear your phone ding, and you're like, oh my gosh, maybe it's something important. Let me pick it up and check. Sometimes it's not even something important, and you know deep down it's not something important, and you know it's something that's going to distract you. But then either way, you pick up your phone and you check the message, and next thing you're on TikTok and you're scrolling for half an hour. And this decreases your productivity and your performance. For this, what I usually do is, if I know I'm going to study that day, from in the morning when I wake up, because I'm the type of person that loves to study in the morning. The only time I study at night is when I know I'm pulling an all-nighter and I have like an exam or a test the next day. but I'm a morning person. I love to study in the morning. So if I get up, I don't use my phone. Highest I'll do is I'll check my messages, my notifications. Maybe there's something important on the class group. But other than that, my phone goes off. I keep my phone. I go clean my room, do whatever I have to do for the day. Then I get back into the room and I'm on my desk. I'm studying. I do not touch my phone till I'm like halfway through. Then I use my phone for like 15 minutes or 10 minutes. Then I get back to studying. And that helps me a lot. And my phone is always on D&D whenever I'm studying. So no notifications, nothing to distract me. And that really helps me a lot. The last one I'm going to talk about is reduced productivity. And I said that in the attention and concentration issues, it leads to decreased productivity and performance. But then here I'm going to emphasize on it. My fellow procrastinators, this is for you. Excessive phone usage can become a significant distraction. This diverts your attention away from important things and responsibilities. You're always saying, oh, I'm going to do it later. Let me just scroll for like 5 more minutes. Always, always something. When you have this constant urge to check your notifications or go through social media, it can interrupt your workflow and hinder your productivity. And it makes you struggle to maintain focus on your work or maybe your studying or anything you're doing. For me, it's Twitter. There was a day... I keep telling you guys stories because I'm so guilty of all these. There was a day in school, MTN was not working. MTN went off. Guys, I kept on refreshing my Twitter. My Twitter was not loading. I was on the verge of breaking down. My friend was like, you have a Twitter addiction. But then I don't think I have a Twitter addiction because there's this guy in my class. He is so addicted to Twitter. 2 a.m. he's on Twitter. 5 a.m. he's on Twitter. It's like he doesn't sleep. He's always on Twitter. In class, he's tweeting. So the fact that I've not gotten to that level, I think I'm still sane. But then it's actually really bad. That day, I was going through it. I was eager to go back home. I wanted to ditch my class and go back home just to connect to the Wi-Fi and get back on Twitter. Like, it was that bad. And can you imagine? I would have left my class. I would have left my class just for Twitter. Like, it's so bad. This is literally it. Decreasing my productivity. I'm using myself as an example for you guys. Now I'm going to ask you guys some questions titled, am I addicted to my phone? You guys, just be ticking yes or no as I'm saying them, okay? I got this from the website Psych Guides. I'm going to most likely link it down below just for you guys if you want to go through them, or if you can't hear me properly, or you just want to go through them again. First question, do you find yourself spending more time on your smartphone than you realize? Yes. Do you find yourself mindlessly passing time on a regular basis by staring at your smartphone, even though there might be better or more productive things to do? Yes. Do you seem to lose track of time when on your cell phone? No. Do you find yourself... I'm going to stop answering these. I'm just going to let you guys answer because I cannot allow you guys to hear all my answers. That is going to be very embarrassing. Do you find yourself spending more time texting, tweeting, or emailing, or opposed to talking to real-time people? Has the amount of time you spend on your cell phone been increasing? Do you secretly wish you could be a little less wired or connected to your cell phone? Do you sleep with your smartphone on or under your pillow or next to your bed regularly? Do you find yourself viewing and answering texts, tweets, and emails at all hours of the day and night, even when it means interrupting other things you are doing? Do you text, email, tweet, or surf the internet while driving or doing other similar activities that require your focused attention and concentration? Do you feel your use of your cell phone actually decreases your productivity at times? Do you feel reluctant to be with your smartphone even for a short time? When you leave the house, you always have your smartphone with you and you feel ill at ease or uncomfortable when you accidentally leave your smartphone in the car or at home, or you have no service or it is broken down. When you eat meals, is your cell phone always part of the table place setting? Oh my gosh. Guys. When your phone rings, beeps, buzzes, do you feel an intense urge to check your texts, tweets, or emails, updates, etc.? Do you find yourself mindlessly checking your phone many times a day, even when you know that it's likely nothing new or important to see? Well, guys, these are all the questions that I have from this website. You guys should really go through them and answer them, and there needs to be work to be done. Before I end this, I'm going to say this again. We need to touch some grass. You guys, keep your phone, go outside, get some fresh air, go on a walk, grab someone, your sibling, your friend. Keep your phones at home and go on a walk. Talk to each other. Talk about so many things. I understand you guys already talk on social media. Talk face to face. It's very, very important. Do that. Spend some time with your family and your loved ones. You don't have to be on Twitter all day long or on TikTok. Do something nice. Read a book. It doesn't necessarily have to be a non-fiction book for personal development. It could be a fictional book. It doesn't have to be romance. There are so many other genres. For me, I love Rick Riordan. It heals my inner child, guys. I love reading Percy Jackson. It's everything. The series. Everything. The books. Everything. So do that. Okay. Not necessarily read Percy Jackson, but I'm going to put you on that. You should really read Percy Jackson. The books are really good. There's so many other things you can do. Paint. Painting is lovely, guys. Paint. Get some art supplies and paint. Or you can draw. Draw a pretty flower and stick it on your bed frame or on your wall. I don't know. There's so many things you can do. Just try your best to minimize your phone usage. And thank me later. You're honestly going to thank me later. I know it already. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening to the end of this episode. You guys, this episode is so long. I did not expect it to be this long, but then I really enjoyed recording this episode. It was like a reality check for me. Most of the episodes are reality checks for me, and that's why I really love this podcast. I love talking, and I love the fact that you guys are listening. It's just amazing. Everything is amazing. I was thinking recently that maybe I might upload a vlog or two on TikTok to let you guys see what it is I'm doing when I'm not recording an episode for you guys, considering the fact that part of the majority of the time I'm AWOL. But then hopefully, I hope you guys enjoy whatever I put out. Thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode. I hope you guys have a lovely day. If you have any questions, be sure to text me on the Instagram account at the Season with Start Podcast, or you can email me at sajidadahli@outlook.com. I always read my emails and I always reply to the DMs, even though sometimes the DMs are not really for the right reasons. I'm not going to talk about that today. Maybe another time when I am fed up with some of the DMs, then I can let you guys know what it has all been about. But then be sure to DM me or send me an email if you have any questions. I really love receiving your emails. I received an email last week and I forgot to upload it on the Season with Sarge podcast account because of Eid, but I'm going to do that very soon and I'm going to reply as much messages as I can. I hope you guys have a lovely day. Bye.